All right, riddle me this, Kev. What's one of the first upgrades you should do to your vehicle? What is it? What do you go for?
Well, you might think power, but ultimately, from a smart and safe perspective, definitely the brakes.
Yeah, no doubt. Upgraded braking system can really transform a vehicle's performance and honestly give you better peace of mind behind the wheel in any situation. You know, from the track, the off-road trails, even the morning commute, every single vehicle deserves performance brakes at an affordable price.
And no matter what your vehicle or driving style, PowerStop has complete brake upgrade kits for you. So head to PowerStop.com, fill in your vehicle's information into their easy-to-use brake finder to be matched with complete kits and components that are low-dust, noise-free, and feature upgraded stopping power.
That's right. You could join the thousands of other drivers that have already transformed their vehicle into a stopping powerhouse today with PowerStop. PowerStop.com, brake upgrades made easy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. Man, he's amazing too. I'm Willie B. Hey, welcome to the podcast. Today we're talking about something that, you know what, honest to God, when it comes to tools nowadays in the toolbox, there's a couple tools that are so critical nowadays, especially when it comes to modern cars. Now, we're going to take a step back before we get into, you know, how wild are the topics and what we're going to cover today. Take a moment, Kevin. Just take a couple steps back. Right? Maybe, you know, early 2000s, but go a little further back. Maybe we're into the late 90s now. Maybe a little further back now in the early 90s. You know, when some of these cars were, you know, tuning with a flathead screwdriver and changing out jets on the carburetor, just in floats, you know, with the wrench up here in the 5/8, you know, with the, you know, nut, and you would wind it out a little bit. And you'd
a little cup to catch the fuel and, you know.
Yeah, the little Holly window, and you want it to trickle just out of the threads. That float level's perfect, you know. If it would fall on its face right out of the hole, you would change from a 31 to a 34 squirter, change out the cam on the side of the carburetor a little bit. You would tune your car, bump a little timing in. You just turn the distributor this way, then you had a couple degrees. You would have a timing light on the, you know, if you were fortunate enough to have a Snap-on digital, you could get the timing and where it was at. And it's amazing how far we've gone in cars when you look at how we used to tune them. How he used to bring a car in and read issues and problems.
Yeah, read spark plugs, you know, moving spark plug wires around. I mean, you only had a certain number of tools in your toolbox, so to speak, right?
Yep.
Little tricks of the trade, you know, to go along with the physical tools. But, you know, we got it done. But things have gotten way more complicated. And I will say back in the day, man, there was a certain cool feeling when you turn that distributor and you could just feel the engine pick up RPM. You know, when you turn that little screwdriver, you know, like you could, man, you were playing with the life of that thing. And when you got it to sing, oh man, did it feel cool?
Oh,
you know, like,
yeah.
But really fast forward to today, as complicated as things are, they're intimidating, but you do the same thing with different tools. And if you really learn those tools and use them, you make an engine run cool and you fix complicated things, and it's damn near the same cool feeling.
It really is, man. Now, today, we have a cool guest. If you look up launchtechusa.com, man, you're going to see some amazing products. What I love about it is they can handle the guys in the shop. They can also handle the guys in their garage doing DIY stuff. We have Harish on. Harish, he's the product development manager at Launchtech USA. Harish, hey, welcome to the podcast, man. Thanks for jumping on with us, bro.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Willie, it's always a pleasure, man. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Appreciate it. So, what led you down this path? Have you always been a car guy? Like, how did you get entwined with the, you know, the diagnostic side of it, computer side of it? Does that lend you to being a car guy? Or are you like a computer guy that just happens to dig cars?
Actually, I'm a rare breed, man. I'm a mix of both. You know, my college degree stuff is like, you know, computer science, but little important fact is when my family migrated to the U.S. in the 80s, my dad was very resourceful, and my dad and my uncles opened up car shops, you know? So like my uncle was one of the first guys in San Diego, California to do smogs in the early 90s.
Oh, wow.
Now you say by doing smogs, are you talking about getting rid of those so a car could actually breathe? Or are you talking about actually putting them on and making it work with that?
Nonsense. Yeah, I'll just say the old sun machines, right?
Yeah, man. Oh, wow, the big massive machines, right? It had a computer, and you'd wheel it over. This thing was like, it would take up a massive wall space. That was a machine.
You were a professional to have one of those, man. You were big time.
I have to grow the beard because sometimes I don't get taken serious, you know what I mean? And but I've been around.
That's a perfect mix. That's a perfect mix because, right, I mean, it is the passion about cars, the excitement about cars, and understanding them. But, right, again, they're so complicated. You really need, especially somebody to develop tools. Absolutely. And you really need to develop tools that make it easy for us, right? A phone is insanely complicated. There's so much computation going on and screens and cameras and just everything. You're talking to space. But, you know, dirt, I can put in my phone number and I can hit go and I can talk to somebody. You know, you make it easy with really high-tech stuff. And that's what you guys are trying to do.
Yeah.
Whether you're a professional guy or whether you're a DIYer.
Absolutely. The name of the game is technology, right? So technology has infiltrated every facets of our life. But, you know, right up our alley in our beloved, you know, motors and cars that we're so enthusiastic for. So, you know, the main name of the game is technology. Without technology, and then need tools to kind of bridge the gap, the information gap between what's going on with the car or what's going on with that particular, you know, technology that you're working on to kind of give you as much information.
The cars all have systems now, and how do you get those systems to tell you what's wrong with them? Man, that's what we're talking about today. Launch Tech USA. We got to dive into a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of those tools. Which ones are critical for your shop, for your garage, for your weekend warriors, to your shop owners, man? We'll discuss coming up next. It's Two Guys Garage Podcast. Kevin Bird, Willie B, and we're back after the break. It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B. We have my man Harish on. Now, check out Launch Tech USA. You'll see exactly what we're talking about. Harish is a product development manager. And, dude, you guys, really, it's amazing because when you're thinking about, you know, thinking about what you need in your toolbox nowadays, it's no longer necessarily just a, you know, screwdriver, some sockets, a couple pliers, and that type of stuff. You got to have something that talks to the systems on cars that are out there. And everybody's aware of the OBD2 port, right? You go to any, you know, nowadays you can go to a parts store. Sometimes they'll read it. You can go to a typical shop and they'll tell you what's wrong when you see that engine, you know, check engine light come on. But having something that you could, you know, plug in your OBD2 port and read what that PO420 code is. Oh, catalytic converter, lean efficiency, you know, or that PO171. It's a lean bank, lean threshold parameter, bank one or bank two, and you start figuring out codes. Well, then guess what? You could start talking and diagnosing what's wrong with your car. You could let those systems tell you exactly what's the best way to fix it, what's wrong with it, what's acting up, and really tackle it in a way that we used to with the old school tools. And Kevin, to shops that run, it's a must have for DIY guys in their own garages. I think it's a must have tool too.
Yeah. And you know, you can start out, we've all had cheap code readers and that's great, man. It tells you a lot of basic information, right? It's a Magnum PI. You get a couple clues by some codes and you know, some of them are real easy and some of them are kind of tricky to kind of sleuth your way to the problem. Right? Because one code could be a number of different actions that you would need to do to fix the problem. But codes, like you said, Willie, they're just kind of, they were great years ago.
Indicators.
Yeah, and they're great indicators, and you can do a lot with them. But cars are getting more and more complicated. And there's more than just the engine. There's a transmission. There's all kinds of modules. ABS. There's so many things going on in the vehicle that, you know, it's time to expand the code reader. And when you go back and look at history, those professional diagnostic tools, thousands and thousands of dollars, right? Can't afford it. Doesn't make sense for you to fix your car, keep your stuff running. But now we're getting into more DIY availability, right? Things are shrinking down and the functionality is growing, but shrinking from the professional level to the things that you most likely could use. And man, things are really turning the corner. So yeah, Rich, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, going from a code reader, right? Some of the functions and what you do with it, and maybe start walking your way up on some of the tool capabilities.
Absolutely. Yeah. So a code reader is going to, like you mentioned about the identifying the codes, a code reader is going to allow you to connect to your OBD port and kind of just see, get a glance of what's happening with that check engine light or any kind of warning lights. It's going to give you a code, but it's not going to give you any more information than that, such as live data, such as, you know, different parameters, if that sensor or if that part is running within its OEM's parameters that it's supposed to run. So you're going to kind of top out there, and which leads it into a bidirectional scan tool is where you're going to be able to, you know, extract more of the information, effectively communicate with the CAN network on the car, and you know, and just start to get a glimpse into what's really the issue, right? Because when it comes to diagnostics and vehicle diagnostics, the more information you have, you're going to be better prepared to solve that issue accurately and make a better decision, and you know, not throw money and parts at your vehicle.
Oh man. And throwing parts at it nowadays gets really expensive really fast because parts have blown up in what they cost, man. I mean, you're not going to believe how much simple things. A spark plug, just go with tune-up. Spark plug, wires, obviously solenoids, cam and crank position sensors. These things have exploded in how much they cost. So throwing parts of it is out of the question. Throwing parts at it to fix something. Look, we're all guilty of that at some point. It's just out of question nowadays because it's so unbelievably, you know, expensive to do so. So if you get a direction, if you get an indication as to what's wrong and sometimes even how to fix it or what maintenance is called upon to fix it, man, you get a good indication of what direction to head down and what path to take.
Absolutely.
It's such a game changer in the shops and in your garage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what kind of price point can we look at for maybe that next step up from, and what product do you have that would be the next step up from just a code reader?
So
what do you guys
in,
have?
In the DIY line, we have two pretty formidable scan tools, which are, you know, they are, I would consider them just one step below a professional tool. And that would be, these tools are, one is called the Millennium Master and the other one is the Millennium Max. And you can actually view data. You can look at graphs. And those are considered DIY tools. But the next step up from that would be into our X431 professional line. In our professional line, that's considered a bidirectional scan tool, and that's most likely what the techs or the shops are going to be having in their toolbox and using day to day. You know, when they see all different types of makes and models and issues, and you know, to diagnose and troubleshoot.
Yeah, yeah, the ones that you plug into Alltel and all those systems that can lead you to, you know, most common repairs, time it takes to fix it, and so forth. But you, what tools, I'm jumping on your website now, what tools did you say for the average guy, you know, DIYer, what tool is going to allow him to get in there and look at it? You said the Millennium?
Yeah, it's Millennium Master. So you're able to do TPMS resets on that tool. It has a relearn database. You're able to code injectors. You're able to diagnose immobilizers, do battery resets, DPF regens, oil resets, brake bleeds. So that's a, you know, well, you're a car guy. And how does that sound in the laundry list?
That sounds amazing because everybody knows that TPMS stuff is trash. The tire pressure monitor system is going to be the first thing that fails on any car, any computer system. It's a good indicator, by the way, that your computer system is going down when you see that TPMS system going off and there's nothing wrong with it. But those things are terrible. Just to be able to reset those things go off on every freaking car you could ever imagine. Yeah, those things are garbage. And to be able to reset that, imagine, that's a lot of power in the palm of your hand. And this is what's crazy. Shops charge you a stupid amount of money to do the same thing you're going to be able to do in the palm of your hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, my wife's car has had her sensor going off for months. But I'm like, man, when do I have time just to take the thing to the shop to spend a bunch of money just for a stupid reset?
Stupid.
You know?
Like, if you had a Millennium, man, if you had a Millennium Max, you could have done that by yourself.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Well, walk us through a little bit more of, you know, diving into those things, because, you know, anybody who hasn't had one of these probably doesn't realize the power of it, right? So we talked about TPMS. But what about like the brakes you talked about? Dive into what kind of brakes for resetting and ABS. Can you get into the ABS or diagnose ABS with these machines or no?
Absolutely. Depending on the OEM manufacturer and their required procedures for any type of ABS diagnostics or ABS repair. Even simple like brake replacement, brake pad replacements, you know. Some of the domestic manufacturers require like electronic bleed process. So the scan tool, right. The scan tool platform on the particular one I'm talking about is able to guide you through that. It's guide you step by step, telling you what to do. After you've completed a repair, you need to kind of communicate that to the module that, you know, a repair is done and this needs to be bled electronically. So it gives step by step on screen instructions. So yeah, it's like, you know, Willie, like you said, you've been saying it time and time again. Gone are the days where you had that flathead screwdriver and you're tuning the carburetor, right?
Yeah, man.
Everything revolves around a process and a procedure.
And it's so true nowadays when you're bleeding brakes. You know, the simple game was simply go to the tire that's furthest away. Normally, the passenger side rear tire, start there. Right, and work your way to the one closest to the master cylinder. Well, nowadays, I've seen it in the repairs I do in my Cars for Christmas program. You have to do a specific bleeding process, and you got to do certain things before that system is right. So it's cool to have this ability to walk you through that step by step, and have the confidence of not knowing it's guesswork, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And think of the system that we're talking about here, brakes, man. It can be someone's wife, someone's kind kids of important. In that car, you know? Yeah, very important.
Well, think about like a lot of guys out there that have, let's say, trimmed back what they're going to do on their own car because they've gotten so complicated. And like, well, man, I'm doing my brakes. I've been doing brakes since I was whatever, you know? Well, man, now they're getting so damn complicated where you need a tool. But, you know, again, I want to just kind of reassure people that, right, your phone is the most complicated computer that's ever been, and it's in your pocket all day long.
And you figured right? it out.
And the screwdriver, the screwdriver that you use to, you know, dial in your carburetor, it didn't tell you, it didn't have any instructions. You had to sit there and fiddle fart with stuff until you finally figured it out. Well, these machines try to make it as easy as possible. Literally, you're Bluetoothing or you're plugging it in, and then you're like, okay, what next? And it's kind of giving you the steps, and there's lots of great stuff online to help figure out what those issues are, and the tool is right there to kind of guide you. So definitely something to embrace. Now, what kind of price points can you throw out there for that DIY step into these high-tech capable tools?
Yeah, for a formidable, for the DIY tools I was just referring to, such as Millennium Max and Millennium Master, are under $1,000, within $500 to $1,000.
Dude, $500, $1,000.
Hey, how quick does that pay for itself nowadays? Honest to God, you can't get a tune-up in a shop for under $500 nowadays. It's insane, right?
Exactly.
And here's the ability to do this and to make that money back or have the confidence that it's done right. Because with these tools comes a lot of confidence. And you can, I encourage people to try tackling, a brake job at home. Because I feel confident you can do it. There's enough videos online. There's enough help out there. You can do this stuff. Don't let the car intimidate you and just spend way too much money, because that's what's happening nowadays. And it's sad. The cars are intimidating people and just spending way too much money. I unfortunately watched a family, and I know we got to go to break. I watched a family who's on their last limb. It's part of my Cars for Christmas program. This woman financed a brake job and ball joint repair. $4,600 she financed this on a vehicle that had about a month left of life in it. And the reason I know the story is because I gave her a car in my Cars for Christmas program this year, and she was still paying the brake and ball joint bill. $4,600 for front brakes and ball joints on a late 90s Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's a sad state of affairs what shops are charging nowadays. So you should feel confident in doing this yourself. These tools can really, really help you. More with what these tools can do for you in just a second. Launch Tech USA. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He's the handsome one, Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B., part of the entertainment committee, and we'll see you in just a second.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. We have our boy Harish on. Check out LaunchTechUSA.com. You're going to love this website. It's all things you need for your shop nowadays, all things you need for a DIY guy. Look, I have a big shop. That's why I kind of landed the house I'm in. Big shop behind the house. And me and my guys, it's kind of like a communal shop. Me and my guys, we repair a lot of cars, give a lot of cars to cool, needy families. It's something we've been doing for decades now. Having a diagnostic tool is so critical in today's cars. To fix and repair any of today's modern cars, you really, truly need something a little bit better than a code reader. Something that's going to give you an indication as to where to go, what procedure to tackle next. And the best thing is these things pay for themselves so quickly. I was just telling a story about, you know, how this lady financed $4,600 for a brake and ball joint job. So when you think about these things being under $500, man, that's a sweet spot nowadays that you can't really find as far as the automotive world goes for diagnosing your vehicle.
Well, and I tell you what, Willie has an amazing selection of tools, right? He's got the whole Cars for Christmas where they're going through 30, 50, 70 cars in a Christmas season, right? I've been collecting tools for 35 years. I've got everything. You can see stuff in the background. I've got, right, shrinkers, stretchers, and I've got every kind of welder. I have two-post lift. But you know what? I let a lot of my friends come and borrow tools. And the one tool that's never in my shop is my reader, my diagnostic tool. It's always, always loaned out. It's the favorite one. So even if you're not using it, you can gain some favor from all your buddies because they're going to want to use it. So maybe you can borrow their four-wheeler for the weekend, or maybe you can, you know, who knows what, man. Leverage it. It's one of those tools that once you have, it's amazing. And even if you're not using it a lot, your community of buddies, friends, pals, whatever, and it's the perfect one, right? Will. Here, borrow it. And they're so thrilled. They're so happy because they could save hundreds and thousands of dollars. So you're saving all your friends' money and they're going to pay you back, right? Whether it's cold ones in your beer fridge, you know, or you name it, it's that tool. And you didn't know it until you had one. So what are some of the other kind of features that, you know, are say not mind-blowing for the guys that are doing it every day, but kind of like, oh wow, I didn't realize what was in the palm of my hand. What are some great features in some of these tools for people to think about?
Are you referring to the diagnostic, the DIY, or the tools?
Yeah, and the DIY tools, the diagnostic tools, right? The DIY diagnostics. We talked about brakes, right, as a simple example, but everything, right, fixing modules, identifying. Can you do everything like body module wise and actuate things and do checks? And
it depends on the manufacturer. But yes, you're able to enter those modules and extract information and read codes. As far as like special functionality of what you can code or what you can reprogram, it's going to depend on the manufacturer. Another really useful element of the DIY scan tools is the battery diagnostics. You know, the vehicles today, they run, the critical element is the battery, because there's so many gadgets.
That, they're battery killers.
Yeah, there's so many gadgets that we're wiring to the battery. And, you know, so the battery system, which also ties into the alternator and the starter system, you know, that's a great percentage of repairs that shops see nowadays, you know, and people panic when they have those, that, you know, simple battery problem, or, you know, their alternator is not performing optimally. You know, they're in the shop, Willie, like you said, and, you know, big bills are being racked up. So the scan tool can definitely perform a battery test, a starter test, and an alternator test within like a minute.
Wow.
And it'll give you the reports. It will give you the report. You can email it to yourself. You know, you can start to shop around yourself at your local retailer to see if you need to throw a battery in there and pull out your the toolbox for Willie with the flathead and, you know,
irony and stuff. Replace an alternator. Yeah. But it's true, man. A lot of times if you're throwing parts at it, thinking it's the battery when it's the alternator, or not knowing, right? Or your starter's, you know, about to, you know, take a dump in the above bed there. It's going out. It's pulling too much drain on the battery. It takes too many amps to turn it over. This thing will indicate that, kind of point you in the right direction. Now, for people that want to go a level up, you have, you know, bigger diagnostic tools, I imagine, too, for some shops that are available at LaunchTech USA as well?
Yeah, so that's going to be our professional line, which is the X431 So any scan tool that says X431, we have about five scan tools in that line, the X431 Turbo, X431 Torque, and Throttle. So, and there are different variations of the Torque. We have, we have an Auto HD, which has HD and auto coverage. So in a nutshell, we have around five to six professional scan tools, and you're always going to know that they're a professional scan tool, a launch professional scan tool, when it says X431. Now, who is that tool for? Well, that tool is for the technician at the independent shop that sees all different makes and models on a day basis, that I'm counting all different drivability issues, electrical issues, So yeah, that tool is more designed for that profile of customer.
Yeah, and you're talking anything and everything with that, man, whether it's an Audi or a Chevy, whether it's fuel injection system, cooling system, brake system, anything to do with any module or camera system, it all needs attention nowadays. I mentioned the camera system. You guys have stuff really that is unique for the DIY guy too. A lot of times people don't, like Kevin said, they don't know that they need the tool until they have the tool. Case in point, I recommend if you run a lot of cars, modern cars, or if you do some service, you and your buddies, go in and buy a fuel injection cleaner. So this is something you don't necessarily know that you need until you have one. My cars are Christmas, we mentioned several times here. I got one of those earlier this year. It has become a really valuable tool in the arsenal as well. It's amazing how many problems there are with fuel injectors, and how you could diagnose. You could run tests on them. You could run idling tests. You could run acceleration tests. You could do leak down tests. And it only takes a matter of, a minute or two. So something else you might think about, but something else you guys offer at LaunchTech USA.
Yeah. Are you referring to our fuel injector cleaner?
Yeah.
We have a fuel injector cleaner. There's more information on the website. One thing that really sets us apart at Launch is from other diagnostic companies is we cover all bases. We have the DIY tools. We have the professional scan tools. We have, you went deep into what you were really studying there, Willie, because you pulled out the fuel injection cleaner.
Well, you know, for a group of guys that's racing modern cars, and for somebody like, that may be out in a rural area that gets your gas from different gas stations or fuel injection clean, keeping that injector clean, you'd be amazed at some of the cars that I pull injectors with. And, I got to clean the injector. I put in a sonic cleaning. But if I put it right on the test rail, you could run up idle and see where one injector is dripping and the other ones are atomizing the spray. And, okay, there's your problem. Sonic clean it and then run a bunch of tests on it. And it totally changes the way the car runs and idles and everything else. It's a great tool to have.
It's funny you say that, and I want to shout out. I have a client that I work with. These guys are an organization called United States Touring Car Championship. I'm not sure if you ever heard of them. They're based out in Sonoma, California, and they they run races and on the track, professional races, and they have one of that fuel injector cleaner, the CNC 605A, and right before the cars hit, in their pit, that they're pulling injectors and they're testing flow rates, and they're doing the diagnostics before that car hits the track. So, Willie, once again, you know your stuff. You just illustrated it.
Yeah. So, well, Willie, how much are those systems running? Because right, that's one that's kind of always in the back of my mind as well. Yeah. And then, like you said, you get a couple of buddies that are using it. You're doing track day cars, you're doing whatever. Whether you're trying to keep older stuff running well or trying to get peak performance, that's a great tool that you don't think about.
And cars that set for seasons, absolutely. Right? And the gas dries out in the injector. There's all kinds of deposits that you should see the screen on these injectors, you guys. The little orifices, tiny, 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 and the screens that are in there are even smaller. So when you have that, that gas stain in there, that residency, which eventually dries up, it leaves these weird chemical debris on the screens, and you'll get fuel injection problems out of that in a heartbeat if you store your car for a long period of time.
Well, anybody who's ever had a carburetor knows, right? You're like, oh man, I should have drained it out, and now I got to rebuild it. Well, I mean, your injectors can tolerate a little bit better than that, but at the end of the day, they're still susceptible.
There was a carburetor rebuild shop on every corner in America at one point.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the other thing too is I think, oh, I'll just put some fuel cleaner in my tank. And, you know, that can help. That can definitely help. But when you get a bad injector, you get, you know, not a good one. A lot of times, if you don't have the tools, you end up replacing all the injectors. And it doesn't take many times of replacing more than the one injector that's bad or two that are just kind of questionable that, you know, tools like that start to pay for themselves.
And again, those parts have exploded in how much they are. Injectors used to be, you know, $40 to $80. Now injectors will cost you several hundreds of dollars for a single injector. So again, valuable to that guy who wants to save some money, valuable to the guy who doesn't want to spend all of his money at a shop when he could do it himself. And like Kevin was mentioned, easy for you and a couple of buddies to go in, you know, on a tool that's, you know, $500-$600 and boom, you have something that really helps diagnosing and providing solutions to big problems.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So something I would value. LaunchTech USA, that's where you find all these and can dive in and really see what you guys have to offer. Like you said, Harish, whether it's a DIY guy or the shop, you guys really cover all those grounds, and you make it affordable, man. You really do.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we do.
So tell everybody, is there a social media site people can link up, or tell everybody, get where, is it just LaunchTech USA, probably the best site to go to that? Yeah. Or are there any retailers that you would recommend them visiting?
The information source will be everything on our products and our distributors, where you can find Launch products, will be on launchtechusa.com. And, you know, we partner with a lot of the big box auto retailers that are in your neighborhood. So you can follow up with them. Just, you know, go up to the counter and then ask them for the particular launch product you're looking for. And, you know, they'll give you options on how to acquire that and price.
Yeah, I believe that's O'Reilly's and Advance and, you know, a lot of AutoZone thing like that since carry those tools too. Yep. Launch Tech USA. Right on, man. Harish, we definitely appreciate it. Always cool to bring up those options, because when people think about modern cars, modern power, especially just keeping these things running and working efficiently, these are the tools that people need nowadays. So it's cool we're upgrading everybody's toolbox on the podcast. So, hey, if you want to check out our show, that's easy to find too. You can find that on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. Throw a fit if it's not on there. I'd really get upset. Thanks to our guest, Harish. He is from Launch Tech USA, Product Development Manager. Thanks to our producer, Scoop. Executive producer Bob Ecker. He's Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B. And this is the Two Guys Garage Podcast.
Yeah, check out our website too at twoguysgarage.com. We're on social everywhere at Two Guys Garage. And this Two Guys Garage Podcast, it's copyright 2024, Brenton Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, folks.
Hey, Kev, I didn't even get into their cameras, man. They got, you know how every car has cameras nowadays? They got all the equipment to reset. That's nonsense too.
Yeah. It's, you know, I mean, it's crazy how many, you know, technologies are in a car and then how much technology you need to fix them. But it's just the way it goes. It's always been that way. I mean, when we got into cars in the 80s, 90s, you know, that was a lot of technology relative to the 30s, you know, 40s and 50s. So it just, that's just what it does. You know, you got to keep up and, you add to your tool collection, man, you get a little sharper, and it keeps it fun.
Yes.
Right? You're always learning something new.
Yeah. Willie, can I give some last words before I go?
Absolutely.
I just want to say thank you, man, for first of all, inviting me and letting me be part of this amazing, informative, relevant podcast. You know, you're one of the few ones in the industry that's just, no one's doing it like you, Willie. We met at a car conference, you know, and then, you know, I just see like your impact with people and your cars for Christmas program. Hey,
I just follow Kevin's lead, man. I just follow Kevin's lead. That's all I do.
No way, man. No way. We're partners in crime, man. We're glad to have you on, Harish.
Amen, man.
You guys, hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you on the next Two Guys Garage Podcast.
Two Guys Garage Podcast is a production of Brenton Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.